Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. It's never safe to assume, but if you didn't know, we do something really fun called Song of the Day, and we have a category often suggested by you. We each pick out the song we think's the best, and then we play that winning song, no matter if it's something we normally play here on Radio Now or not. We're going to be doing that in about 20 minutes, so hopefully you know that, but maybe you're just tuning in for the first time. Hang out. It's going to be really fun.
And it's a very special category this time for Song of the Day, correct?
Yes, it is so special, we can't tell you.
Oh, you want to keep a secret?
No, we can say. You want to spill the beans?
Yeah, well, it's because it's someone special's birthday that requested we're going to do songs that have a little Espanol, a little Spanish within them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Misty's 21st birthday today.
Dang.
Happy birthday. And she was like, you know what, guys? You know what I want to hear? So we are obliging, and you get to decide which song becomes the Song of the Day.
By the way, I don't know like Spanish swear words, so just heads up, you might want to check my song before we play it.
Oh, right, right.
We had actually an interpreter come in yesterday to go through all of them.
We have one in our building. It's like, excuse me, interpreter, sir. Come here. Okay, so I often find myself in positions where I'm apologizing mainly to my wife, Lindsay, and I don't do it right on the spot. Usually it's a couple of days later when I realize she's not going to forgive me if I don't. but if someone you know apologizes and they start with these following phrases, and there's a bunch more, but I kind of narrowed down a few of them, they're most likely not sincere. So okay. I don't know if you're going to accept it or if you're like, you're not being sincere.
I bet I can guess one.
All right. I don't have them all, but I have six in front of me that I selected. Why don't you give me one? I'll see if it's on there.
I apologize.
That one is not on there.
What?
That seems sincere. You
that actually is.
Insincere?
I've been told by many greats that if you're actually like sorry, you should say I'm sorry and not I apologize.
Okay, well, let's go over what they say is insincere. Then they have like a clear cut. If you get this way, it's sincere, okay?
Okay.
Pork chop, are you listening to those?
Listening.
Number one, I'm sorry if...
Yes, I just had a debate.
Oh, boy.
I just had a debate because someone I knew was apologizing to me. And they're like, "I'm sorry if that offended you." That's not an apology. You say you apologize for the action. So if I slapped you across the face, Joe, I was like, I wouldn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry if that hurt your cheek." You say, "Hey, I'm really sorry I slapped you across the face."
Yes, they're saying that's what you would call a conditional apology. It falls short of a full apology by suggesting only that something might have happened. So,
right.
Mackenzie, please don't hit me. We can move on.
I would never. That was just an example.
Okay, here's the next one. I'm sorry that you... This is what they call blame shifting as an apology. It's no apology at all. Rather, it puts the, the problem on that person. An example would be like, Liv, I'm sorry you think I did something wrong.
I've done this before with friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if I'm being a little tough love to like one of my friends, like especially my friend has been on and off with her boyfriend for 2.5 years, and I will sometimes be tough love, and then she'll like get really upset, and I was like, I'm sorry you like are like you're so hurt, like I you know when I should be like I'm sorry, but sometimes I feel like sometimes people need to hear tough love. Maybe I'm just making excuses for myself.
I agree with you, but I think we're bad people.
But if people that are like, oh, I'm sorry if you took that so personally. That's like throwing it on the other person. It's on you. You're not really apologizing.
It's like condescending. It makes the other person feel stupid for having feelings.
I do this one all the time here. It goes like this. I was just... dot, dot, dot. This is justifying the apology. It seeks to arrange that hurtful behavior was okay because it was harmless or for a good cause. Example, I do this all the time. I was just kidding, Mackenzie.
I literally
But don't we all do that, though? Who does not do I was just?
I'm pretty sure I say that at least 15 times a day to Pork Chop. Every time we come off air, I'm like, I was just kidding.
That's so interesting.
This one I think I've done before, and I agree on this one. I'll actually take the blame. It says, I've already said, or I've already done, kind of like the deja vu apology. It cheapens whatever is said by implying that there's nothing left to apologize for.
My boyfriend does this.
Example, take us behind the curtains of your relationship.
Like, if I'm saying that, like, it's not fair that he, like, said something, or that, like, I have to do something and he doesn't or something, he'll say, like, I, like... already apologized for
that. I
already said I was sorry and like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm still not over it. Like my feelings are still hurt.
But this
and
is
like,
where
I went a little bit more of an explanation or something. And he's like, I already said I was sorry like 5 times.
But
and
I disagree.
Like, oh, it still hurts.
I disagree. And my wife always tells me this when we get into arguments. She's like, you can't tell me how I feel. I'm like, okay. But but it's like, I don't know, like if you've already said sorry, you've said sorry.
That was when I was, yes, I had an instance and like the person just wanted me to keep, I'm really good at owning my actions and I'll be like, look, I did that and I apologize and I love you. I'm really just like aware. And then, but then if that person keeps wanting to rehash and rehash, it's like, we just went there. We're not going circling backwards. That's someone who just likes to drama and just wants, because some people can like forgive, agree to disagree and move on. But some people need to get it out emotionally and it's kind of like they're throwing up like, and then they feel better.
Yeah, oh. See, I'm more like that. My boyfriend is like, but mine's like in the same conversation. So it's not like a week down the road, I bring it back up. He's like, I already apologized. Mine's like in the same conversation.
Oh, that makes sense. I will say, I want to throw this out there. Women in particular have a tendency to apologize all the time. Just like, oh, I'm sorry. Here's something I want you to try. Instead of saying, for example, I'm sorry I'm late, say, thank you for waiting for me. So switch it up. Instead of apologizing all the time, say a thank you and express gratitude. So instead of like, oh, I'm sorry I was so late, say, thank you so much for waiting for me.
What if I don't have time to wait for you?
Just try it today. I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
To answer Porkchop's original question, a true apology has most of the following characteristics. It's freely offered without conditions or minimizing what was done. It conveys that the person apologizing understands and cares about the hurt person's experience and feelings. It can also convey remorse, offers a commitment to avoid repeating those hurtful behavior, and offers to make amends or provide restitution if appropriate. I'll never do restitution, but I think I can try to do some of those to everybody in the room. I'm sorry.
He's making great eye contact with us.
There you go.
But this is dumb. Okay, coming up next, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. And then after that, we just were talking about it. Song of the Day. Right now, Post Malone, Circles.